Hello. Why is there that noise, that feedback?
That's so weird. That feedback is really weird.
Hello. We're out of breath. We rushed here. You're listening to Him Hunters International on 91.5 WFM Medford Freeform Radio. I'm going to take out these headphones because they just sound bad. There we go. No, they're still playing. Oh, volume's on too high. Okay, hi, I'm Ben.
Hi, I'm Lauren.
I'm getting trained right now, so that's why we're a mess.
Yes, if you were listening to Him Hunters International.
I did that. Today's theme is giving up, which is what Lauren and I are about to do on this show. I have a song I want to play for you all. But before I do that, I just want to give a little explanation about why our theme is giving up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes these days, life just feels exhausting. And we're just like, we need a break. We need a vacation.
Yeah.
And we want to give up on all of our responsibilities besides, of course, this radio show.
Him Hunters International.
So we're going to play a song on my Spotify that I just got in trouble about. Oh, that's a different story. And it's by James Blake, and it's called Retrograde.
Hey, actually, guess where I'm going tonight?
No way.
Yeah, a James Blake concert.
We're playing Retrograde because even though Mercury's out of Retrograde, it still feels like it. Are you okay?
Okay, so just so you all know, this show is going to be a little different from our other shows because Ben is actually getting trained so he can be a real-life DJ. So just bear with us. Things might not be smooth at first, but we're working on it.
Lauren.
Okay, Ben.
It's going to be great.
Are you ready?
Yep, I know exactly what to do.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
Good job, Ben.
Thanks. Can you hear me? Yeah.
You sound great.
You sound also beautiful.
So Ben just successfully did his first transition from song to mic, so that's pretty exciting.
No, I did it that one time you had to go.
Oh, true. One time I had to leave the show early. So really, you're like a pro at this.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
How's your day been?
You know, going with the theme of giving up, my day and my week have just been a lot to handle.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain why the theme of the show is giving up?
Because I want to give up and quit school.
Why do you want to give up?
I'm just so tired, and like there's always drama, and like, I don't know, I'm just ready for life to be easier. I don't know. I sound like such, ooh, wait, what's that noise? I just sound like drama, but I don't know. Why do you want to give up?
You know when just things are so busy and you're pushing yourself so hard and you're like, is this productive right now?
Yeah.
Feel like I'm in that space for like the past 2 weeks.
That's going to be me the next 2 weeks.
But you know, sometimes when you're feeling at your lowest, it can be nice to just listen to like a nice song.
I still
song.
Hear feedback.
I think part of what you're hearing is the AC's on, so we can work on turning it off.
Oh.
So I have a song that I like to play when I am feeling down sometimes.
Let's hear it.
I feel like I want to give up. This is just an instrumental piece.
Nice.
So this song is called Cherry by Ratatat.
Cool.
I'm on aux one if you want to put me on.
Yeah, tell me when.
Okay, I'm ready.
Thank you. Hello. Did I do it right?
I think you did it. Good job.
Can you check in the headphones?
Yeah, you sound good.
I sound good?
You sound great. Okay, so we turned off the AC, so hopefully the background noise is better. So, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben.
Lauren.
What's something you do to take care of yourself when you feel like you want to give up?
Well, today, when I was like really stressed and feeling like panicky and like overheating, I just like sat down on a chair outside for like 15 minutes and did nothing. And I just like breathed, and that was helpful.
That sounds so calming.
Yeah, but I was like, I was freaking out today. Really? Just like so much has happened. Yeah. It's been very stressful. Yeah. So that was helpful. I was just like,
take a second, take a breath.
Do you hear that buzzing?
No, I don't hear the buzzing.
Is it just my ears?
Oh, no, I can hear it in the headphones a little bit. I wonder if it might be your microphone buzzing a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Maybe try turning it down a little bit, see if that helps.
I don't know. Did that help?
A little bit, yeah. I just got a text from an international listener.
An international listener
on Him Hunters International.
Who's listening from abroad?
My friend Monica.
Hey, Mon/mom.
Mon/mom, who's abroad in Madrid right now.
Does she hear a buzzing?
Monica, do you hear a buzzing? Please let me know. Monica says that one should light a lavender candle when they're feeling stressed. I think she partially said that because for my birthday, she like was taking a pottery class, so she like threw a like candle holder and then like stuffed a lavender candle in there.
Why did people
like, that was
say
my present.
Throw for one as the verb for making pottery?
Monica, can you let us know why one uses the verb throw? In the meantime, while we're waiting for that response,
there's a ringing.
Ben's hearing a ringing. I'm going to tell you what I do to take time for myself.
Yeah, what do you do, Lauren?
That's something I've been thinking about a lot lately. As someone, as a woman who is in a position of authority at times and
That's
who
true.
Is responsible for other people at times, it can be really hard to feel like people need you all the time and like you need to give a lot to other people. And then after that's all done, it's hard to have anything left over for yourself, and that's something I've been really struggling with lately. So one thing that I've just tried to keep in mind is that like the world will go on without me, and I don't mean that in like a very morbid way.
No, that's super
but
real
in the sense that like if I take an evening off, or if I don't go out with my friends one evening, or if I don't respond to an email within 30 seconds, like life goes on.
That's a really good point.
So that is something I've been thinking about. Monica, just so we all know, Monica says she hears a very slight buzzing, but only when her volume is very high. So I think it's okay. I think it's not bothering our listeners too much.
Great.
Hopefully. If it is, call us.
No, I don't know how to do that.
Ben can answer the phone. Okay. Is there a song that you listen to? Now there's a siren outside. Is there a song that you listen to when you just need like some self-love?
Closer by the Chainsmokers. No.
Have you heard their new song? New-ish song?
Yes, yes.
It's All We Know?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think there is. What is it? I mean, I love lots of songs. Shower by Becky G.
Does that like... What's this? Okay, let's break this up into a couple sections. One, what's a song with, like, when you're listening to when you're like... when you are in the Misery Loves Company vibes. And what's a song?
Open by Rye.
Oh, let's play that.
Okay.
Let's play that. And then next we'll go into like, what's a song?
This song always makes me really sad.
What's a song that you listen to when you need to pump up?
Okay, so like first we'll get really sad and then we'll pump up. Okay,
great.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play. Oh, I know you're this pool held in your arms, caught like a fool without a lung. We're in a natural spring with this gentle sting between us.
Okay.
Hello.
We're back.
Wait, now this like machine is like getting really like nothing's going right.
It's
okay. Today.
It's fine. We're gonna give fine, up. Ben. Don't worry. So those songs were Ben.
Open by Rye. Mm-hmm. And
Each Coming Night by Iron and Wine.
Nice.
Those are the songs that we listen to when we're feeling like we need a little bit of self-care.
Yeah. What song makes you happy? You know what song I like?
What?
Have we played this on this Cool Girl by Tovalo?
Oh, I don't think we have. You should totally play that.
Let's
That's a
play
good
that
one.
Song.
That's a really
that
good one.
That song just makes me happy. Can I do that right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, this is a song. Listen up.
You can run free, I won't hold it against ya. You do your thing, never wanted a future. Fuck if I knew how to put it romantic. Speaking my truth, there's no need to panic. No, let's not put a label on it. Let's keep it fun.
rock to the rhythm and bop to the beat of the radio. You ain't got the same, but you got the best, play the role. And you can't play with me.
Hey, so
what was that other song that you played?
Song, yeah, that song was called Fans by Kings of Leon. Sometimes, you know, it's like there's a part where it's like those rainy days, there's rainy days, but they still love the tales they bring. And, you know, sometimes you have rainy days.
Yeah.
But you just like, you have fans out there.
True.
So there you go.
Okay, now I'm on the Mood Booster Spotify.
Ooh,
let's see if there's any good
tips
ones.
Tips for mood boosting, actually. Ben, anything that works for you?
Force yourself to smile. Like, just start smiling. Isn't that like scientifically proven?
I've heard that's a thing, although I just think I would just feel more angry if I was like sitting in front of mirrors angrily and
listen,
smiling.
You know
myself.
What song always makes me feel better? The
what?
One I'm about to play.
Okay. Yep. That was a great
this
segue.
Is a great, no, I'm serious. This is like a real mood booster for
okay.
me.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Boosting the mood.
Ooh, I love me, gonna love myself, no, I don't need.
three, four. Somebody left the gate open. You know we got lost on the way. Come save us and run away. Train gone insane. How do we not fade? How do we not fade away? How do we not fall into the world?
I told them no, it's a from creation. Bam bam, ayo, what a bam bam, bam bam dilang, bam bam, bam bam dilang, bam bam, bam ay, what a bam bam, ta what a bam bam. This woman never trouble no one. I'm a lady, I'm not a man. MC is my ambition.
Bam!
bam bam bilan, bam bam bam. C'est gon sister Nancy make you go. I kill us a fi gon sister Nancy make you go. I know it from me head straight down to my toe. I teet a down sister Nancy on the go. And some of them a ask a sister Nancy make you bad so. Long down the list sister Nancy make you bad so. He bam bam bam. What a bam bam. He bam bam.
And we're back. That was kind of a long musical interlude for us.
Yeah,
we don't
it
usually
was.
Do that. Do you want to read out the songs that we just played?
We played Hailee Steinfeld, Love Myself.
Yeah.
Into the Wild by LP and Bomb Bomb by Sister Nancy.
Loved it. Love all of those.
What?
What are your recommended reads this week, Ben?
Don't read. Sleep more.
Recommended read is just not to read.
Wait, I can look. I haven't been, I feel like I haven't even been reading that much recently. I've been so busy.
I haven't either. I read The Girl on the Train, which is,
oh, that's that like fun, trashy book.
Yeah. It's like, there's a movie coming out with Emily Blunt and it's like kind of like a murder mystery, but not a very, it's like an okay one. So that was interesting. You know, I just felt like lately I've been feeling like I need a little bit of break from like serious reading. So I've been trying to do some more fun reading.
That's so important.
Yeah, that fell into my fun reading category. I've also been listening to podcasts.
I listen to podcasts all the time.
Do you want to give, let's do a recommended podcast this week.
A big podcast I'm a fan of is, some are called Reply All. Mm-hmm. Another is called Embedded.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two good ones. Let me look at my little app.
That sounds like podcasts that are like,
I like newsy podcasts.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm looking for, like newsy podcasts. I prefer like more trashier podcasts.
Nice.
So on the other end of the spectrum, I listen to a lot of murder mystery podcasts.
Because no way,
I
that's fun.
Live for those. When I commuted to work over the summer, I'd like listen to like two a day.
No way.
I really like. Let's see. Well, obviously, like if you haven't listened to,
are you gonna recommend? No, you cannot recommend Serial, Lauren.
that's like what got me start. Yeah, but that's like the first
that's
one I listened
like,
to.
Oh, do you like TV? Have you heard like
Bones? Have you watched Bones?
No,
or something
that's
like,
not. No, it's
or
not
like
Bones.
The Voice. I don't know. I feel like that's
no,
like the Voice.
No, no, no. It's not even. I was gonna be like, oh, you like fantasy, have you heard of Game of Thrones?
Okay, here, I'll give you some
oh,
better
you
ones.
Like fantasy, have you so, heard of Harry Potter?
Okay, so The Mystery Show is a fun one.
That's a really good one.
That
I
is
think
a fun
I
one.
Told you to watch The Mystery Show.
Did you? No, I think maybe, no, I think Evan told me. Shout out Evan if you're listening, which you're not. Also, I really like a show called Criminal. It's they're shorter episodes and it's about different crimes, and the storytelling is really cool because it often starts like focusing on a specific crime, but then we'll kind of like look at this like larger problem or like other thing that's happening. So like the way she narrates is like very, very interesting. Her name's like Phoebe Judge, I think. And yeah, it's really cool. I've really been enjoying that one. I also like Finding Tammy Joe. It's a podcast series about a woman who went missing. It's a cold case. I also like Thinking Sideways, the podcast, although sometimes I find the three hosts to be a little bit problematic. But the murders are kind of fun and crimes are kind of fun. It's really hard to find a good host of a podcast that doesn't frustrate you, annoy you, especially after listening to like 40 episodes or like 30 episodes. It's like really hard to find hosts that like don't start getting on your nerves.
Very true.
Anyway, any other podcasts to recommend?
Can I just play a song?
Yeah, play a song.
I'm like too tired to talk today. This is a classic from the summer of this summer.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. His heart was
was a stone, but then his hands were on. I turned him to gold and it took him high. Well, I'll be a daydream, I'll be your favorite things. We could be beautiful, get drunk on the good life. I'll take you to paradise. Say you'll never let me go. Deep in my bones, I can feel you. Take me back to a time only we knew how to wait. In the back room, hide away.
Okay, that was Science by Block Party. I really love that song.
So speaking of block parties, I have the perfect PSA to go with this. The West Somerville Neighborhood Association Welcome Back Students Public Service Announcement. Mm-hmm. As the new school year begins, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. We also want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties ahead of time by circulating a notice with your name, the party's location and date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems. This PSA has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association dedicated to improving communication and fostering relationships between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. Visit us on the web at westsomerville.org. That's westsomerville.org.
Wow.
I think this is a good one.
That's actually good. So you know what? When I moved in to my house, which I live in now, in Somerville, first of all, I'm not like a very friendly person sometimes, and I really just didn't. I like one of my housemates is like, we should go introduce ourselves to our neighbors, blah blah blah, and I was like, not interested in that.
I would say the same thing.
But he was like, no, we should do it. So I was like, okay, we'll do it. And so we went and dropped off a little card that had like our names and phone numbers and emails on it, as well as like some cupcakes which he baked, because like I was like, I can't deal with that, which was really lovely. And so we actually got an email back from one of our neighbors saying, like, that was such a kind, neighborly thing of you to do. Like, thank you so much for, like, introducing yourself, blah, blah, blah. And the way I think about it is, like, it can't hurt you. Like, you know, like, let's say you're having a little soiree and the music is kind of loud. You know, you want your neighbors to be able to call you before they call the police.
Yeah, basically. And I think it's so important in investing in community relationships and finding alternatives to doing things like calling the police.
Yes.
And I think that's such a great public service announcement, because I think we should all of us off-campus livers, that's a weird way, all of us off-campus renters, to be thinking about our relationships with the community. Definitely. And how we affect them, because like,
definitely,
there is a community here beyond Tufts.
Definitely.
So I think with that, we can close out with a song.
Great, I have a song.
Great.
This song is called I Love You Honey Bear by Father John Misty, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Hymn Hunters International. We'll be back next Tuesday. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I think, do you have anything else to say, Ben?
Take care of yourselves.
Take care of yourselves, people. All right, here we go.
Don't give in to despair, 'cause I love you.